Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Chalch of Zion Simon Ches. We left off with the Chayyadim pointing out that even though he already davened Mincha, he could still daven Musaf. And the point of the Chiddush of that is that even though Mincha corresponds to the Korban Tumah Shel Bein Arboyim, you can daven Musaf afterwards. What's the order? Daven Musaf and then Mincha. The Chayyadim continues and says, "Im lo yispa'al Musaf at shegiyas man Mincha ketana, yispa'al Mincha tchila." So there are two times to daven Mincha. There is the time which you may daven Mincha from, and the time which is preferred to daven Mincha, and those are known as Mincha gedola and Mincha ketana. So you may daven Mincha from 6.5 hours in the day. The preferred time to daven Mincha is Mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours in the day. To an example which we gave, if sunrise is at 6 o'clock and sunset is at 6 o'clock, so Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours in the day, that would be 12:30 p.m. Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours in the day, is only starts at 3:30 p.m. So the preferred time of that Mincha is called Mincha Ketana. So if you have a conflict between Musaf and Mincha, before 9.5 hours before 3:30 p.m., you daven Musaf first, because it's not really the primary time of daven Mincha yet. But once you reach the primary time of daven Mincha, so you have Mincha in front of you and Musaf in front of you, we have a rule that Todir Rishenu Todir Kodem. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you to do both, and one of them is a mitzvah which is done regularly, it's called Todir, it's regular, and one is something which is not Todir, the law is that Todir Kodem, the mitzvah which is done regularly, takes precedence. So you should daven Mincha first and then Musaf. So not only did we say before that if you did daven Mincha, you may daven Musaf, but preferably daven Musaf first, but here we're saying the Chachila person should daven Mincha and then Musaf. But the Chayyadim points out, in order not to confuse people about what to do, so we always daven Musaf first. So if you daven Mitzibur in a situation where that would be that late, and you had not daven yet, you would daven, the Tzibur would daven Musaf and then Mincha. Let's say a situation where a yochid had missed Musaf, and he walks into to shul to daven, and they're about to start Mincha. So if he could daven Mincha with the tzibur and then daven Musaf afterwards, they say no, he's supposed to daven Musaf beforehand. So after 3.5 hours and after 3:30, 9.5 hours in the day, so you daven Mincha first anyway. But let's say before that time, between the hours of 12:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m., which we said the rule is to daven Musaf first. In this situation where Mincha is in front of you, an opportunity to daven Mincha, Tefillah B'Tzibur, you should daven Mincha, Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then daven Musaf afterwards. There are some person would say, even by Yochid, we always amak them Musaf, even after the time of Mincha Ketana. Therefore, because it's a Mechloikas, it is preferable really to try and avoid that situation. As we said before, to anyway, a person is considered to be a Peshe by doing so. Now, it's towards evening. There's not enough time to daven Mincha and Musaf within the halachic time frames. According to Shabura, that's Shkia. He's not able to finish both Musaf and Mincha before Shkia. And you cannot start Shmon Esrei if you're going to end up finishing it after Shkia, according to the Mishabura. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, which is Mekel. If you start before Shmon Esrei, that's good enough. Shmon Esrei before Shkia, that's good enough. And the Shabura is not Paskin like that. You need to complete it before Shkia. He's not going to be able to complete both Musaf and Mincha before Shkia. So what should he do? Rain Shaw is Yispal Ashtayin. Yispal Ashtayin Musaf, the Mincha Yeshta Tashtuman. So since we pointed out that Musaf has, you cannot replace and pay back for the lost Musaf. Mincha you could, so you'll daven Musaf, lose the Mincha, and then daven two Maarevs, one for Maariv, one as a Tashluman for Mincha. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishmur points out that the Nadav Yehuda, who wrote notes on the Shulchan Aruch called Dagul Merivava, the Dagul Merivava. So the Nadav Yehuda, in his notes to the Shulchan Aruch, Dagul Merivava, he says, no, the rule of Tadar Kadam applies even in a case where you can only end up with one. Not only in a case where it's a question of you doing both, which one goes first, it's a question which one gets precedence when you only end up with one. So Mincha has the Ma'il of Tadar, if you daven Mincha, and you'll end up losing the opportunity to daven Musaf. So definitely a person should try and avoid that situation. Have a good day.